One of the top questions we get from security officers is how do they know what's going on in their Office 365 environment and what should they be looking for? Of course, at Microsoft, we want to give you the peace of mind through the security that we continuously build into the fabric of Office 365. That said, protecting your tenant is a partnership between you and Microsoft, and we give you the ability to monitor activity within your environment. That's an important layer of defense that we want you to take advantage of. On my team, we're focused on giving you a personalized level of real-time visibility and control so you can quickly and easily use the power of our security intelligence fabric to discover and investigate security events that might be impacting your tenant and to determine which users are impacted as well as the severity of the event. Our goal is to arm you with the knowledge so you can take the appropriate action for your organization. Just to give you an idea of the scale of visibility we have, we collect billions of security signals every day within the service. That kind of volume of data is impossible to sort through without machine learning and intelligence to help filter the most important insights. So how do we surface the right things to you? We have a capability called Advanced Security Management, which takes a baseline of activity from your tenant to start to learn what's normal and what's anomalous behavior. When alerts are triggered, the service highlights the severity and the user that triggered the alert. For example, if you're based in Seattle and the service starts to detect activities from a location that no one in your organization has logged onto before, then you'll be alerted. Location is just one of the vectors we look at. There are a number of other factors that we commonly look for across all of the Office 365 activities. Things like logon failures, odd patterns of admin activity, or inactive accounts that suddenly become active, and they're just a few of them. In the case of an anomalous activity in an admin account, an alert might be triggered if the service detects anomalous activity, like an admin setting a rule to forward mail outside the organization. Now, we look at more than 70 different risk factors to assign a risk score that determines the severity of an alert. What's powerful is the ability to take immediate action if you suspect that this is a compromised account. You can suspend the user account and mitigate the threat. Then you can continue to investigate to see all of the other activity related to that account by looking at the activity log. Where this gets even more interesting is your ability to specify just the types of security events that you want to monitor by creating your own custom alerts. You can create preferences and parameters for each alert, including what activities should trigger it and how you would like to be notified even when the criteria is matched. For certain alerts, you can elect to only be notified when the severity of the risk reaches a certain threshold. Beyond alerts, there'll be other areas of visibility, like the ability to discover what company data is being stored outside your Office 365 environment in other cloud applications. With this improved visibility into your environment, we hope you'll be able to find additional ways to protect your organization. Some of the ways you can do this directly within Office 365 is by using and activating capabilities like data loss prevention to help prevent inadvertent data sharing and to help educate your users via policy tips, or through using advanced threat protection to help protect your users from threats posed by phishing, spoofing, and malware, or for example, by enabling multi-factor authentication for your tenant admins. All of this is an area of constant innovation for us. If you can monitor what, where, how, and who in your organization is impacted by security incidents, then you'll be able to use this knowledge to improve your security posture.